KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Fans of boxing movies follow the rankings just as closely as boxing fans do. Whenever a new one comes along, they want to know where it ranks in the pantheon that includes classics like Raging Bull and Rocky. In the case of The Fighter, a terrific movie directed by David O. Russell, I'd suggest a different pantheon, one that's reserved for the sort of families dramatized by Eugene O'Neill. The film handles itself well in the ring, but it's brilliant in the arena of a blue-collar family that brutalizes its younger son and best hope for worldly success in the name of sustaining him. In a story inspired by factual events, Mark Wahlberg plays the son, Mickey Ward, and Christian Bale plays his half-brother, Dickie Eklund. These are two phenomenal performances in very different styles. Dickie was once a promising fighter who went the distance with Sugar Ray Leonard. Now he's a wild-eyed, crack-addicted caricature of his former self. Dickie may have taught his younger brother everything he knows about boxing, but his presence as Mickey's trainer has become imprisoning. Instead of winning fights and moving up, Mickey stumbles from one seedy bout to another and serves as a stepping stone for other fighters. David Russell directed The Fighter with furious energy and a fine sense of place, mainly Lowell, Massachusetts in the 1990s. Russell is generous toward most of his working-class characters, although what he does with the brothers' six sisters is hilariously grotesque. They're a kind of slatternly Greek chorus. Mark Wahlberg had long championed a feature film about the brothers, and he chose to play the role that's initially distinguished by its passivity. His performance really is distinguished and deeply affecting. The flamboyant role is Christian Bale's. At the outset, he seems to be playing it for crackpot grandiosity. Dickie sees himself as the star of a documentary that's being made about his career. But Bale's performance grows into a chilling study of deterioration and rage. In one brief but scary moment, his little son imitates him by taking a punch at a locker door. Family is the film's central issue in a flinty conundrum. When do familial ties become shackles and chains? Mickey's family isn't dysfunctional, it's ruthlessly functional in destructive ways. According to its matriarch and business manager, Alice, a formidable performance by Melissa Leo, Dickie still knows what's best for his brother's dwindling career. But Alice's steely authority meets its match in the person of Mickey's new girlfriend, Charlene. She's a college dropout who's tending bar in a local tavern. She's played by Amy Adams, who is as tough, tender, smart, and funny as she was ethereal and delightful and enchanted. What an actress, and what range. Once Charlene enters the fray, the plot takes a few arbitrary lurches, but also some thrilling turns. Against all odds, the fighter snatches hope and then elation from the jaws of grinding defeat. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.